So, final question. Anything else that happened at ASCO GU? Any papers, any posters, anything you were involved with that you might want to comment on that you think would be of interest?
Yeah, so let me comment on the work of others. So I think that we talked a little bit about immunotherapy for prostate cancer and pembro in patients who are MSI high or have other evidence of mismatch repair. So there's a lot of interest in trying to expand that therapy to a broader group of patients, and a couple of approaches were discussed at the meeting. One was ipi/nivo combination, and another was olaparib combination. And, I think the takeaway from both of those trials is we still have a long way to go. The ipi/nivo combination, for example, had a somewhat higher rate of response than you'd expect to see in patients who weren't otherwise selected for immunotherapy. But that combination comes with a lot of side effects, and the response proportion, although better than what you might expect, was still really quite low. So I think we still have a long way to go to broaden the number of patients who can benefit from immunotherapy.
In that regard, because I kind of flashing on the fact that breast cancer was sort of in a similar situation for a long time, never had anything to talk about in terms of checkpoint inhibitors. And then they tried it combined with chemo, which of course is standard of care with lung cancer, and now it's approved in triple-negative breast cancer. What about checkpoint inhibitors plus docetaxel or chemotherapy?
Yeah, I think that or similar approaches may work, but I think the key part of success of such approaches are going to be to defining a specific population most likely to benefit. I think if we take this broad approach of all mCRPC is the same and we can just look at different combinations, that's an approach that is less likely to succeed.
Just out of curiosity, what do you see in terms of PD-L1 levels, PD-L1 levels, and tumor mutation burden in prostate cancer?
Those are generally normal, and that was seen in the ipi/nivo study. So, the proportion of patients with a high tumor mutational burden was low. And so these are not common alterations that we see in prostate cancer.
CAR T in prostate cancer? Anybody looking at it? Is there PSMA CAR T maybe?
That is the approach that's being taken, and I
Really?
can't speak with any authority on those issues other than to say that there are a number of different studies ongoing of CAR T in prostate cancer. Too early to say whether that approach will benefit patients.
Well, that's really interesting. Any patients been treated yet?
There have been patients treated, yep, very early.
Any responses?
Not meaningful clinical responses that I'm aware of. I
Interesting.
haven't seen that data presented.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for this special audio spin-off program of a satellite CME symposium on prostate cancer held at the 2019 Genitourinary Cancer Symposium in San Francisco.